You are listening to the Vision Learning recording of Exponential Equations in Science 1, Growth and Decay, written by Drs. Ann Egger, Janet Shiver, and Terry Willard. Vision Learning is funded in part through grants from the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Department of Education. St. Matthew Island is a remote island in the Bering Sea off Alaska. In 1944, the United States Coast Guard set up a station on the island to aid planes and ships in navigating the Bering Sea. To provide an emergency food source for the 19 men at the station, 29 reindeer, consisting of 24 females and 5 males, were introduced to the island. Figure 1. A few years later, the Coast Guard abandoned the island, leaving the reindeer behind. In 1957, researcher Dave Klein, a biologist working for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, visited the island and counted 1,350 healthy reindeer, whose population had exploded due to the lack of predators and the abundance of lichens, their primary food source. Klein returned to the island in 1963, where he was astounded to find that the population had swelled to over 6,000, which represents an amazing 47 reindeer per square mile. 3 years later, in 1966, Klein and others returned to the island to find that the reindeer population had plummeted from 6,000 healthy reindeer to 42 sickly reindeer. Of those 42, 41 were females, and one was a male that had abnormal antlers, a sign that it was probably unable to reproduce. Overgrazing had wiped out the lichen supply, a significant winter food source for the reindeer. This lack of food caused a 40% decrease in the body weight of the animals and made them less able to withstand the harsh winters of St. Matthew Island. By the 1980s, no reindeer remained on the island. Figure 2 shows Dave Klein's graph of the reindeer population on St. Matthew Island. Notice that the population of reindeer on the island changed relatively slowly from year to year in the beginning, but as time went on, it increased by larger and larger amounts. This pattern of growth should make intuitive sense. As more reindeer populate the island, more births occur, and so the population increases more rapidly as time goes on, resulting in the curved, concave up shape of the graph, until 1963, at least. Unlike the slope of a straight line, the slope of the curve on the graph is not constant, so the equation that describes the graph has to have a different form than a linear equation, which is written in the form y equals mx plus b. See our module on linear equations in science, relationships with two variables, for more information. Instead, the equation that describes this shape has a variable as an exponent, such as y equals 5 to the x, and thus is called an exponential equation. The rapid increase in the number of reindeer on St. Matthew Island can be described with an exponential equation and is called exponential growth. This type of growth, and its opposite, exponential decay, is a common natural phenomenon, and thus exponential equations are frequently used in all branches of science. After describing these kinds of equations in more detail, we will determine the equation that describes the reindeer population growth. Early history of exponential equations. Some of the earliest records of mathematical problem solving come from ancient Egypt in the form of papyri that were written between 1850 and 1600 BCE. One of these, the Rhind Mathematical Papyrus, is a collection of math problems written around 1650 BCE, whose title is Correct Method of Reckoning for Grasping the Meaning of Things and Knowing Everything, that is, Obscurities and All Secrets. See Figure 3 for a picture of the Rhind Papyrus. This was not a purely academic document. The problems in the papyrus were used to manage food supplies for cities, among other things. One problem asks, in a certain village, there were 7 houses. Each house had 7 cats. Each cat caught 7 mice. Each mouse would have, were it not for the cats, eaten 7 ears of spelt. Each ear of spelt produced 7 hecates of grain at harvest. How many hecates of grain were saved by the presence of the cats? If we put that information in table form, here is what you get. Table 1. A table of data from the Rhind Papyrus problem. Item, houses. How many? 7. Exponential notation, 7 to the power of 1. Total number, 7. Item, cats. How many? 7 times 7 houses. Exponential notation, 7 to the power of 2. Total number, 49. Item, mice. How many? 7 times 7 cats times 7 houses. Exponential notation, 7 to the power of 3. Total number, 343. Item, ears of spelt. How many? 7 times 7 mice times 7 cats times 7 houses. Exponential notation, 7 to the power of 4. Total number, 2,401. Item, heckets. How many? 7 times 7 ears times 7 mice times 7 cats times 7 houses. Exponential notation, 7 to the power of 5. Total number, 16,807. The numbers are increasing rapidly by multiplication of the same number by itself in what is called a geometric progression. The Egyptians did not use the symbolic notation of an exponent that we do today, but they were very familiar with the idea of a geometric progression. Use of the exponential notation came much later, when René Descartes defined the notation a to the power of 2 as being equivalent to a times a, for multiplying a by itself, and a to the power of 3 as for multiplying it yet again by a, and so on, to infinity. At the time, however, Descartes did not use the word exponent, exposant in French. In fact, it is not entirely clear when the word exponent began to be used to describe the use of the right-hand superscript as a mathematical expression, and most seem to think it needed no explanation at the time. To address this lack of explanation, Charles Regnault published Analyse démontrée in 1708, in which he states, "The only calculation that is not explained in the theories of algebra must be spoken of, and this is exponents, or powers." By the early 1700s, therefore, both the mathematical concept of exponential equations and the notation of exponents were firmly established. What are exponential equations? An exponential equation is an equation in which a variable occurs in the exponent. For example, y equals 5 to the x power is an exponential equation since the exponent is a variable x, also said as 5 to the power of x, while y is equal to x to the power of 5 is not an exponential equation since the exponent is 5 and not a variable. We often write exponential equations as y equals ab to the power of x, where a and b are constants, numbers that don't change value, and x and y are variables. In addition, a is called the initial value, and b is called the base value. As in most areas of math and science, x is considered the independent or manipulated variable, and y is the dependent or response variable, because the value we get for y depends on what we substitute in for x. In exponential equations, the value of b, the base value, has some restrictions. The constant b cannot be equal to 1, and it must be greater than 0. Why? If b equals 1, then no matter what the value of x is, the value of y is always the same number a. If b is equal to 0, then the value of y is always 0. When we graph the equation with these values, we would get a horizontal line, thus a linear equation, instead of an exponential curve. If b is less than 0, some values of x will result in values of y that are not real. For example, if x is a fraction like 1/2 and b is equal to negative 2, then negative 2 to the power of 1/2 equals the square root of negative 2, which is not a real number and cannot be graphed on a real number axis. Graphing an exponential equation. Let's look at the behavior of an exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of x, and compare it to a linear equation, y equals 5x plus 1. To see the difference, we will graph both equations by first completing a table of values, shown below. Table 2. Table showing y values for different x values for a linear and an exponential equation. For the linear equation, y equals 5x plus 1, and the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of x, if x equals negative 1, then in the linear equation, y equals 5 times negative 1 plus 1. Therefore, y equals negative 4. In the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of negative 1. Therefore, y equals 1/5. If x equals 0, then in the linear equation, y equals 5 times 0 plus 1. Therefore, y equals 1, with a change in y value of plus 5. In the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of 0. Therefore, y equals 1, with a change in y value of times 5. If x equals 1, then in the linear equation, y equals 5 times 1 plus 1. Therefore, y equals 6, with a change in y value of plus 5. In the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of 1. Therefore, y equals 5, with a change in y value of times 5. If x equals 2, then in the linear equation, y equals 5 times 2 plus 1. Therefore, y equals 11, with a change in y value of plus 5. In the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of 2. Therefore, y equals 25, with a change in y value of times 5. If x equals 3, then in the linear equation, y equals 5 times 3 plus 1. Therefore, y equals 16, with the change in y value of plus 5. In the exponential equation, y equals 5 to the power of 3. Therefore, y equals 625, with a change in y value of times 5. The y values of a linear equation are the result of simply adding the same value over and over again, in this case, 2, called an arithmetic progression. In contrast, the y values of an exponential equation are the result of repeated multiplication by the same amount, again, 2, called a geometric progression. We can compare these two sets of results graphically, shown in the graph in Figure 4. The graph of the linear equation is a straight line and increases at a steady or constant rate. The graph of the exponential equation, on the other hand, is not a straight line and increases at an increasing rate, forming a curve. Since the powers in an exponential expression indicate the number of times the base number is to multiply itself, such as 2 to the power of 3 equals 2 times 2 times 2, then as the powers increase, we are multiplying by the same value more and more times. This relationship causes y to increase slowly at first and then more rapidly as the x values increase, which causes the graph to appear curved or concave in shape. The graph of an exponential equation when the initial value a is positive can be classified as either exponential growth, increasing to the right, or exponential decay, decreasing to the right, depending on the value of b. See the two graphs in Figure 5 to compare growth and decay. Exponential growth occurs when b is greater than 1 and y values increase to the right. Exponential decay occurs when b is greater than 0 and less than 1, and y values decrease to the right. Both graphs are concave up. When a is less than 0, the graphs of exponential equations become concave down, and increasing x values yield increasingly negative y values. While this is perfectly acceptable mathematically, it is rare in science that the initial value a would be negative. Thus, the majority of graphs we use in science look like either exponential growth or decay curves shown in Figure 5. Sample problem 1. Suppose you are a 2015 college graduate and are offered a job as an ecologist at a starting salary of $40,000 per year. To strengthen the offer, the company promises you annual raises of 5% per year for at least the first 5 years of work. Let's examine how your salary will change over a 5-year period. Let x equal the number of years since the beginning of your contract, and let y equal the annual salary, in dollars, after x years. A raise results in 100% original amount plus 5% raise equals 105%, or 1.05, multiplied by your previous salary. Keep in mind that you must express the percent as a decimal. The results of these calculations are shown in the table below. Table 3. Table of calculations for sample problem 1. After 0 years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000, which is equal to 40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 0 for a yearly salary after raise of $40,000. After 1 year, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is 40,000 times 1.05, which is equal to 40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 1 for a yearly salary after raise of $42,000. After 2 years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000 times 1.05 times 1.05, which is equal to $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 2 for a yearly salary after raise of $44,100. After 3 years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 2 times 1.05, which is equal to $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 3 for a yearly salary after raise of $46,305. After 4 years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 3 times 1.05, which is equal to $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 4 for a yearly salary after raise of $48,620.25. After 5 years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 4 times 1.05, which is equal to $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 5 for a yearly salary after raise of $51,051.26. After X years, the salary calculation with a 5% raise is $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of X for a yearly salary after raise of $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of X. Notice that in year zero, representing the initial year of the job, there will be no multiplier to determine the salary. Or you could think $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 0 equals $40,000 times 1 equals $40,000. Then for year 1, $40,000 is multiplied by 1.05 to the power of 1, or just 1.05. For year 2, $40,000 is multiplied by 1.05 twice, once to get the increase for the first year, and a second time to get the additional increase for year 2. This gives us $40,000 times 1.05 to the power of 2. The pattern continues for each additional year, with the exponent for 1.05 being the same as the year number, X. In the salary scenario, the beginning salary is A, the initial value. The value B equals 1 plus 0.05, or 1.05, which can be thought of as 100% of the previous year's salary plus a 5% increase. Substituting in both values, the equation becomes y equals 40,000 times 1.05 to the power of x, where x is the number of years since being hired. This exponential equation allows us to find your salary after any number of years on the job, as long as nothing else changes. Sample problem 2. Let's return to the reindeer on St. Matthew Island and write an exponential equation to represent their population growth. Because we don't have data every year or at regular time intervals, this problem requires a little bit more manipulation to solve. First, we need to convert the year, such as 1957, to the years since reindeer were introduced, or years since 1944. The number of years since reindeer were introduced is X in this equation, and Y is the number of reindeer on the island. We have three data points to work with: 1944, or 0 years after introduction, 1957, 13 years after introduction, and 1963, 19 years after introduction. See the table below. Table 4, Data Table for St. Matthew Island Reindeer. Year, 1944. Year since introduction, 0. Number of reindeer, 29. Year, 1957. Year since introduction, 13. Number of reindeer, 1,350. Year, 1963. Year since introduction, 19. Number of reindeer, 6,000. The initial number of reindeer on the island was 29, so A equals 29. We need to determine what B is to write the complete equation, but we don't have regularly spaced time intervals to determine this easily by hand. With a graphing calculator or spreadsheet program, you can enter the ordered pairs in the table above: 0, 29, 13, 1350, and 19, 6,000, into the list function and find an exponential equation for the data set. An equation generated through this statistical process called regression is y equals 30.14 times 1.33 to the power of x, and the value of B is determined to be 1.33. Compare this with the value of B from sample problem 1, 1.05, where the growth rate of the salary was 5% per year. Using the same logic, 1.33 minus 1 equals 0.33, or 33%, the equation we derived suggests a 33% growth rate in the reindeer population per year. This equation can be used to approximate the number of reindeer on the island during any year from 1944 to 1963. However, we need to remember that this is a mathematical model derived from limited data, and the actual data may be slightly different from the values generated by the exponential equation. For example, if we want to predict the number of reindeer on the island in 1963, we can substitute 19, given that 1963 minus 1944 equals 19, for the exponent x. Y is equal to 29 times 1.33 to the power of 19, equals 6,520 reindeer. But this value is higher than the actual number of reindeer counted on the island at this time. The difference between the number of reindeer counted and the mathematical prediction could be due to a number of factors, including counting errors by the researchers, natural variability in the reindeer population, and an imprecise mathematical model, which could be the result of having only 3 data points to work with. For more information on mathematical models, see our module, Modeling in Scientific Research. Exponential equations in science. Exponential equations are applied in a wide variety of situations in science, from modeling the spread of a viral disease in a population, to estimating the atmospheric pressure at a given altitude, to chain reactions in nuclear fission. All of these processes involve a geometric progression. One person with a virus can infect 10 others, for example, and each of those 10 people can infect 10 more. In all of these cases, real-world data can be modeled using exponential equations, and these equations can provide predictions of future behavior. Solving exponential equations is a valuable tool for finding variables such as growth rate, decay rate, the amount of time that has passed, or an amount of something at a given time.